move to the next case of the morning. This is Bachab versus Gonzalez. Mr. Helt?
Yes, good morning, Judge and members of the panel. May it please the court. My name is Christopher Helt, and I represent the petitioner in this immigration matter. This matter comes to you by way of a petition for review challenging the board's denial of a motion to reconsider dated June 9, 2004.
Must feel like deja vu all over again.
Yes, and I would like to address specifically some of the issues with regard to the motion to reconsider, since I'm presuming that will also be the hot topic.
Right.
In that decision, the BIA issued a detailed opinion as to why it denied the respondent's motion to reconsider. It wasn't an AWO affirmance without an opinion. It was a detailed decision setting forth the board's own interpretation and own opinion. So the issue before this court, obviously, is limited. It's whether the BIA abused its discretion in denying the petitioner's motion to reconsider. When that motion raised error of law or fact in the board's initial decision. As such, this court, we believe, has jurisdiction to review such a determination. In that June 9th opinion, interestingly, the BIA stated that, quote-unquote, when deciding a motion to reconsider, the board considers the case as though the decision in the case on the record before us has never been entered. The BIA further stated that the petitioner's motion alleged errors in the immigration judge's decision. However, the petitioner's motion to reconsider, and we attach a copy of the BIA's initial, I believe it was April 2004 decision, we attach that board decision. We argue, however, that it was the board that erred in finding that the adverse credibility finding was not supported, that the BIA made a mistake, that there was no causal connection between making an adverse credibility finding because the individual said he was a Tamil-speaking Muslim and the board's conclusion that was an adverse factor and that the IJ was correct in denying the asylum because the individual stated he was a Tamil-speaking Muslim. In fact, under direct examination, the respondent stated that he considered himself a Tamil, that Tamil was his native tongue. He was a Muslim. We had expert testimony, more than just a report. Dr. White actually testified telephonically in Australia, stating that he believed there was, in his opinion, about an 80% chance that an individual like this petitioner would be subjected to harm or tortured. So clearly, if this court were to lack jurisdiction on this matter, then the BIA would be absolutely immune from review any decision when it makes on a motion to reopen or a motion to reconsider. The basis for a motion to reconsider has been defined by the BIA in various cases. This court recently in Joshi dealt with the issue of, I believe it was a motion to reopen, but it also encompassed the reconsideration motions as well, and it stated that there were two issues that were viable, that were outside the scope of jurisdiction. One was whether there was new evidence or new circumstances, I believe, and the other one was the 90-day time period, all reaffirming the Stone INS Supreme Court decision. However, it didn't discuss the issues like this, and this is a motion to reconsider in its purest form. We're asking the board to reconsider a specific decision that it made. This is not a decision where the board just simply AWO'd the decision and the petition was left to wonder whether the brief was even written. As the court is familiar, the BIA, as far as I understand it, doesn't even have oral arguments. And, you know, recently, a couple of years ago, the San Jose Press stated that some of these decisions, if a BIA member were to work an eight-hour day, would have to make a decision on BIA cases of 50 per minute or something like that. And I apologize if the facts are not specifically to that point, but the thrust of the article was that we really don't know, many immigrants really don't know if the BIA is really carefully reviewing these decisions if an AWO decision is made.
No, we know that there are all sorts of issues, and this is hardly a model of administrative procedure that they would teach people in the law schools or when, you know, U.S. officials go around the world telling people how to run things. But The fact is, our issue is a much more narrow one, which is this man's motion for reconsideration. And I think more importantly, in a sense, what is the real difference between a motion for reconsideration and just a second bite at the apple? I mean, he had an opportunity to take, as in the other cases we've been listening to today, he had an opportunity to take that first petition for review. He could have presented these various arguments about untangling, you know, linguistic identity with some form of ethnic identity and religious identity and all these other ways in which people genuinely identify themselves in the world. All of that would have been there. I just don't see anything in the motion for reconsideration that sort of takes you to some higher levels. Why wouldn't everyone just file motions for reconsideration if all it takes is simply to repeat everything you would have said in your first appeal?
Well, Your Honor, I think the difference lies in the fact that the BIA made a finding. It found that, quote-unquote, he was not a member of that ethnic group. I think the difference between these situations is where when the board makes an actual finding and discusses it, I think that would be a position which would be ripe for a petition for review based on that decision.
Are you saying then that any time the board makes a mistake, then it has an obligation to grant a motion for reconsideration, even if no appeal is taken? I mean a petition for review in this court.
No. Motions to reopen must, in some cases, at least reiterate the issues presented that...
Or motion for reconsideration, which is what he has, not reopened.
Yes,
right?
And that's so the error in law can be examined and be given proper consideration. In fact, it would be impossible to argue that an error in interpretation of the law was made without a discussion of the facts and the law applicable to that case. So this was not a motion based on new evidence found within 30 days of the BIA decision. It was a motion to reconsider, like I had stated earlier, in its purest form. And the petitioner would not have known what the error was until he read the board's decision. If the BIA case law is on your side, for example, referring to the bite at the apple, then the question would be, why would you need to seek further review elsewhere? A motion to reconsider based on error by the board should be more viable an option for immigrants, and they should be reviewable by this court under the limited scope which we request here. Thank you. If there's no further questions.
Fine. Ms. Bacon?
May it please the court, my name is Antoinette Bacon, and I represent the Attorney General of the United States in this matter. As Your Honor, Judge Wood has summarized earlier, this case is about one issue and one issue only. And that issue is whether the Board of Immigration Appeals abused its discretion in denying a motion to reconsider that stated no new facts and no new errors of law. In essence, the motion to reconsider was a carbon copy of the appeal before the board. It was not arbitrary and capricious. It was not irrational for the Board of Immigration Appeals to deny a motion that essentially was a second bite of the apple, was saying, please think about these same facts and circumstances again. Petitioner would ask this court to look at the merits of his underlying asylum case, but the time for him to do that has long since passed. Petitioner had the option, after the board issued its April 5, 2004 decision, to file an appeal or a petition for review before this court. He could have done that while simultaneously pursuing a motion for reconsideration. But he decided not to. Because of his choice, there is only one issue before this court. That is whether the board abused its discretion in denying a motion that was essentially cutting out large sections of his initial appeal before the board and pasting it into the motion to reconsider. For the reasons stated in our brief, the government submits that it does not. And subject to further questions by this court, the government would submit on the briefs. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Do you have anything to add, Mr. Hill?
Thank you. The BIA exercise discretion in an arbitrary and capricious matter. They made a conclusion that the petitioner, his conclusions about, or his statements, were a basis for an adverse credibility finding. the evidence clearly doesn't support that. It doesn't state that he lied. The application on his asylum application states as an ethnic group Tamil, as a religion, I believe a Muslim. He stated he was a Cylon Moor. The expert testimony corroborated that. So we have there is no rational explanation for the board's decision. In fact,
what's the difference between she's brought up your motion to reconsider and the original petition?
Well, the motion to reconsider requested specifically, it argued that the board erred in finding that the adverse credibility finding was supported in the record. We could not have made that argument, and we could not have challenged that decision here if the board had not made that finding. So, you know, the discussion about cutting and pasting, this issue never presented itself until the board actually made a finding with regard to a review of the facts and the case law and the IJ's decision. So, you know, we really don't believe that arguing the case by way of a motion to reconsider completely forecloses any type of relief, especially when the petitioner here is acknowledging that the issue on appeal is whether the board made an error. If the court makes a decision here that the board did not make an error, then we'll live with it. But if the court finds that there was error, we believe that this is a viable option, that we can challenge decisions by the board that make errors on motions to reconsider. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Thanks to both counsel. Case will be taken under advisement.